Hey everyone, it's Dario from AfterBuzz TV. Buying a car can be a stressful experience, but TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. You know, last month over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network and TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,046 off of MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people pay for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. I know I had one. Some features are not available in all states. Every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. You know, they save time, they save money, and you never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Season 9, Episode 9, Color Me Lonely. A lot to talk about today, and I'm very excited because we've got our usual panel. Sterling Cates is out this week. She will be back next week. I'm Bobby DeMiro. Sitting next to me is the wonderful Francesca Dugan. And across the way on the table, the other wonderful Miss Jesse Owen. And our special guest today, Mr. Stefan Wallace.
Yep.
Stefan, I've got some news about this guy at the end of the show you guys are going to want to hear, but we will tease that and keep that for the end.
Sure.
In the meantime, we'll just ask him about his favorite basketball team, the Miami Heat, who did not do so well this week.
The three-time world champion Miami Heat are not four-time world champions, but it's not a big deal.
That's fascinating. All right, moving on, you guys. Before we get into the show, one thing to talk about real quick. I know we mentioned it last week, but Maria's new book, The Evergirl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, is out in stores on June 3rd. It's doing very well. I know that the Amazon and Barnes & Noble reviews and stuff are very good for it, which is a good thing. It's selling very well. If you haven't picked up a copy yet, they're on Amazon and they're cheap. They are cheap. So go pick up a copy. And if you support us here at AfterBuzz, you are supporting Maria too. Because she, of course, is our boss, our founder. So, go grab that book. And I know you guys are, we've talked about this bikini pool party we're having next month here on AfterBuzz. Oh, we all got to get ready for it.
I had In-N-Out last night.
Oh, see, this is, In-N-Out is not in the book. In the book, though, are Kardashians.
Yes, there is.
Yep.
So, oh, she already knows the page number for the Kardashians. Page. Let's just let it happen.
I just, one little, she interviews Khloe. I don't know if you guys can see, but.
There you go.
Yeah, but the one question I like, she said, what's your favorite body part, least favorite? And Khloe says her best parts are her booty and her legs.
You can't give away the book. They
listen,
have to buy
I'm just
it.
Saying,
you
because they are all bootylicious.
You can't be a Kardashian without saying your booty is the favorite part
exactly.
of your body. Bruce included.
Well, I mean, of course, it's probably
his
favorite part of his body.
Bruce, his favorite part is his ponytail.
No, his lips.
I'm glad you brought
his
that
lips
up.
Injections.
Because this is the perfect transition to my man, Bruce Jenner. Former Olympian, Olympic gold medalist Bruce Jenner. Everyone forgets about that because they see Bruce nowadays and what he is. That man is an Olympic hero. And you talk to Americans who are older, they remember him. No, I'm not lying about this. They remember him. No. He is an Olympic hero. And what he has become, I'm not going to make a value judgment. I'm just going to say it's interesting.
He looked a lot different back then.
Yeah, he really did.
Well, age changes everybody, though.
Plastic surgery does too. It. Anyways, he should go on that new TV show that they have coming out about. It's got the girl from Real Housewives' husband. He does the plastic surgery nightmares. He should definitely go on that.
You mean and get some of the plastic surgery
redone or something like that? Yeah, he used to be really cute, like, you know, when he ran track. What do you mean?
What?
He was like 70s cute.
Well, yeah, he was still.
Because that's when he was. That's when he was hot. That's when he was important.
That's when he was doing it. He was 70s cute. I wondered. The first thing I noticed with Bruce before we get into his character on this show is his eyebrows. What's going on with his eyebrows? Did you guys see his eyebrows?
I didn't notice the eyebrows.
They were like painted on a little bit.
No,
like
really?
Yes.
Probably because Chris makes him wax them, and they probably waxed them off.
They probably did. You're probably absolutely right. They were insane.
I can't look directly at Bruce's face, so I didn't notice the eyebrows. But I do know that his wife, estranged wife, what are they?
Separated.
Separated wife, co-parenting partner. She called him a hot mess. I think that's the worst thing you can call a man.
If you're trying to talk about trying to demean a straight man,
yeah,
call him a hot mess. No,
that's
offense.
Insane.
It's just, that's not a term you want to use with a guy like that.
Which just further lets me know that Chris has zero love. I mean, well, no, not love, but there's no more infatuation.
Respect. Yeah.
With Bruce.
Okay, no, I don't think it's there's no more respect. I don't know if she ever respected Bruce.
Of course not.
She walked all over him from day one because she knew she could. And she mentions in this episode, she's like, when I first met you at 40 and you were in Malibu alone, I wanted to take care of you. You didn't want to take care of him. That's a noble way to look at it.
Sure.
You wanted to control him. And you use it under the guise of saying, oh, but I'm taking care of you and bringing out your shell. No, you're not. You're manipulating him.
Mm-hmm. And now she's mad because she's losing that control. He's doing whatever he wants, and it's driving her crazy.
Exactly. I don't know if she's going crazy, though. I think it's kind of cute. This episode, she's more or less like
a mom.
She treats him like he's one of the kids. You know, she's like, you're not eating. Oh, how are you doing with this? What are you going to do with your hair? It is mom. It's very momish.
It's super mom. Do you notice how every time she's like, you need to invite people over, have a good time, he always says, the kids don't ever want to hang out with me. I'm like, do you not have any friends? Like,
any friends.
What happened? Well, he had that friend.
That comedian friend who did the ventriloquist stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham, yeah.
I don't know if those guys are friends or casted for the episode. he's at the golf course every day, seemingly. Who does he play with?
Listen, I will volunteer. I would love to be Bruce's friend. He lives in a beach house in Malibu. I wouldn't even take advantage of him. I just want to hang out. Lives in a beach house in Malibu. He plays golf every day. He's got like that helicopter, those like helicopters
builds.
He makes or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Yeah.
He cares about his family and doing the things he likes. I think he has a great life.
He's got a wonderful life.
I want Bruce to get like a little girlfriend or something. Like something younger and hot and
I don't feel like
fun.
That's his character. No.
What do you mean?
I don't think he'll ever
It's every
date
guy's
again.
Character.
I don't think if Chris hadn't had come and taken him from his little Malibu house before, he would be the way he is.
I think Chris ruined him. Like, she like tortured him, made him do all this stuff for her. He didn't have any space in that house. Like, he was just miserable. So now that he's on his own, I think he's finally like, oh, peace.
And she said it to him where he's kind of a hermit, which I can get with, because I could be that same way. And it's not anything weird. You just don't want to be around people. You want to be alone sometimes. But taken too far, you want to be alone for a week. But a week turns into a month, turns into a year, and then you become secluded. And that is the danger of the Bruce. So she's too controlling about it. But I think she's right that he does have this tendency. And to a certain extent, it's good to get out of that tendency. The question is she being too controlling in pushing him out of that tendency?
Yeah.
Probably also really depressed, too.
You think so?
Yeah. Because he's, like I said before, he did all this stuff his whole life. He really didn't get out and meet people. He didn't make friends. So now that they've left him and he's on his own, he has no one to go to but his kids.
Yeah. And his kids aren't around, and the young girls aren't around anymore because Kendall's modeling and Kylie's doing whatever it is Kylie does.
Right.
I like.
Well, she's being a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
16-year-olds don't want to hang out with their parents. She's all over Instagram, always, constantly, with all of her friends, and they're always doing something cool.
Side note on Kylie.
Yeah.
Kylie reminds me of Ashley Simpson. Do you guys remember when Ashley Simpson went through that weird punk phase? Beautiful girl decides to go kind of Avril Lavigne-ish. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I think Ashley Simpson looked good when she was doing the punk thing.
Sure.
Kylie's doing the same thing. It's like, I don't really understand why.
I don't know.
I don't feel like she's really punky, though.
She got the green hair now.
But that's kind of like, and I called it a thing.
It's kind of fashion.
I called it. Kind of like a thing. There's with the ombre, a lot of people are doing a lot of different colors with it. Pink.
Don't try to include your ombre in there. I see you, Francesca, with the ombre.
Hair,
hair for
you know, I do know a little something about hair. You know what I'm saying?
No, but to go back to Bruce really fast, I like that he actually went out of his house in Malibu, went to the old Jenner house, and he finds a tuna sandwich, so he just decides to sit there and eat it.
That's what a man does.
Yeah. A man finds a sandwich and eats a sandwich.
But Chris was so rude. She's like, that's not even your sandwich. You came in here and you're eating someone else's sandwich. It's like, I think you can make another sandwich, woman, or just call someone to bring one.
Well, she wasn't really tripping on the sandwich so much that he showed up to his own house.
Right.
Unannounced, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know, man. Bruce is—he's become this stepchild. He's just—he's out there. He's isolated, and they've been living their life without him. So they kind of look in, and they're like, "What are you doing here?" Oh, well, I tried to text. Well, she ain't text me back. I'm like, Bruce has lost all control.
The interesting thing about Bruce, though, is in real life, and it was not portrayed this way at all on the show, he speaks all the time. He goes to speaking arrangements all the time because of his Olympic background. Talks to companies about goal setting and things like that. You know, it's a lucrative circuit to be on this speaking circuit, and he's a very famous guy on this circuit. So he's just as busy as they are. And I don't know if it's seasonal or whatever, but the point is, he's just as busy as them, yet they portray him as kind of a bumbling guy
who needs
a friend and whatever it is. And I wonder, when we talk about editorial creative control of the show, Bruce must have no control over the show.
Of course not. It's edited. Of course not.
And Chris has all control, which is the perfect metaphor for Chris controlling Bruce in the show.
Yeah. And in life.
In everything about life.
And in life. Oh. She's probably managing him as he's going on these speaking. Chris controls she's the puppet master, you know. But Bruce, this whole haircut thing, the way it started off, first off, he got a haircut that looked like nothing happened, right? There was no change.
I like that Chloe was honest and was like, I don't like the ponytail, but if that's what he likes, then
if
I
it makes
like
him
it.
Happy.
Can we take a vote? Who, if you like the ponytail, raise your hand.
I don't dig
it. Oh, come on.
Everybody
guys.
In studio has
I don't
hands
like
down.
Ponytails. I
except for honest. Bobby, who's I'm, out of his mind.
I like the ponytail.
I mean, no. Although it does look better pulled back than just hanging down in his little bob.
Can I say, after he got it fixed, he looked like a woman?
Well, he shouldn't have gotten it fixed. Men don't fix their hair. Men just let it grow.
It was like they blow-dried it and styled it, and they're like, you look great. And I'm like, you look like a female.
Nor should men get facial surgeries. Like, is it, okay, is there such thing as female surgeries and then male masculine surgeries?
Yeah, a female surgery is a facelift or a chin something.
Sure.
A masculine surgery is you tear your ACL.
Right. Right. So that, therefore, and Bruce has gotten masculine surgeries.
He has those, as he mentioned, absolutely.
Yeah. Twice, or
both knees.
But now he's dabbling into these female surgeries. His lips are all pumped up. He's got, it's really feminine around, like soft around his eyes. That's just not who guys are.
Well, let me tell you, if you're a guy, here's a pro tip, gentlemen at home who are trying to attract a woman or whatever, you know, I'm not going to make any value judgment, but I'll say this. If you're getting your hair cut by a guy with a tattoo beard, am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. No, you're dead on. This is spot on. Continue, probably, please.
If you're getting your hair cut by a guy with a tattoo beard, reevaluate. Hit abort, okay? Yeah. That flight's over, and you need to go to Great Clips, get yourself a $10-$12 haircut, and then go watch, you know, the World Cup.
Sport Clips.
Sport Clips, one of those places. You
whatever, Supercuts.
You can even watch sports there.
You listen to the commercial?
Jesse's portion of this show is brought to you by Sport Clips.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Bruce's hairstylist had the tattoo beard. Like, everything is so feminine. And I understand it's part of living in Hollywood, being very rich, living that life. And we might actually do the same thing if we're in whatever.
No.
But you don't think so?
I'm not, no.
He got highlighted.
Well, I used to have a guy that came to my house, cut my hair. But I got a haircut, like, with clippers. And it was two men. We were grunting. It was like,
that just doesn't
for
sound
real
right.
stuff.
What did you guys talk about?
No homo. They already know. Huh?
What'd you talk about?
Girls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had like a chick over. She was like dusting stuff.
Oh, God. Anyways, moving on.
I mean, do you want me to paint the picture? I got a visual
you a head
for you.
Massage too?
There was another girl. She was making like breakfast. He was like, dog, I never had people make me
let's
breakfast.
Let's bring him back next week because he's going to take all the heat
where
off.
Where do you go get your hair done? I want breakfast while I get my hair
done. No, this is at my house. I pulled a Bruce.
Hey, listen, but Bruce says it too during the show.
Yeah.
He says, I don't want to learn how to cook. I had daughters so they would cook for me.
Yeah.
Oh, such a male.
Well, he tries to be. It's like he's posing, though, even saying that.
Yeah.
He's posing. Bruce is a poser, man.
That's so ridiculous because talk to older people. Talk to people 30 years older than us, even less, and they remember Olympian Bruce Jenner, the epitome of American masculinity, winning gold medals, doing all this stuff, and then to see what he's become nowadays. Mm. I don't know if you blame Chris or Hollywood or entertainment or a combination of anything, but what happened?
Combination of everything.
I blame the Kardashians.
Oh, boy.
That clan will kill men.
It's not society. It's Kris Jenner.
That clan will kill men. Rest in peace, Chris Humphreys. Rest in peace, Reggie Bush. Rest in peace, Damon, whatever that first guy who Kim married was. Damon Thomas, whatever his name is.
I don't even remember his name.
Well, exactly.
Look at what's happening. All the when men in the family are going downhill. It's Rob. It's Bruce. Like, the Jenners, Brody and them, don't even come around anymore.
Well, that's the question. Are they going downhill because these women are overbearing and strong? Or is it good that the women are strong and these guys are going downhill for their own specific reasons?
The women are the brand. The guys don't actually fit. They just happen to be guys.
Yeah.
If they were girls, they'd be perfect. You know, sorry for Rob. You know, he's a cool guy. But he doesn't really fit. Doesn't fit. He needs his dad around. Rest in peace to his pops. If his dad was there, he maybe could find his own identity in something else. Kind of like the Jenner clan. You don't really see them trying to mesh in too much because they're just not a part of that brand.
But Rob's got Arthur George. I miss
Rob.
Oh,
come on.
I miss him.
Arthur George.
What even is Arthur George? It sucks.
I know.
It sucks.
I know, but Rob's got socks. I thought they were doing good. Right?
No, let's keep Rob. I got serious stuff to say about Rob. I keep teasing that every week. Let's talk about that when Rob comes up.
I wanted to say, though,
or Rob comes through. Rob should come through, man. I'm going to talk to Doc. We see if get Rob through.
Bring Rob in. Have him sit on this couch.
Yes.
Because I lived what Rob is living, and I would love to talk to him about it. And I'm dead serious about it.
Okay.
That would be an interesting conversation. But to get back to Bruce, before we move on to Courtney and everything else that's going on in this episode, Bruce and Kylie. This is not even Bruce and Kylie. It's a Kardashian thing. And I know it's done up for television, but this family is done in such a way that every single time anything happens, somebody storms out immediately.
Yeah, I can't
stand
that.
Every episode, multiple times an episode. And they talk about family and how much we love family. And I buy it, and I think they're close. But their threshold for anger and threshold for quitting is so fast.
Yeah.
Are we into Kylie now? Can I talk about Kylie?
Yeah, Kylie, absolutely. She storms out a mountain or rock climbing or whatever it was.
She is ridiculous. She needs to recognize that she's 16 years old, have respect for her mother. I know Chris doesn't think that, you know, she doesn't deserve respect for some reason, but she needs to put her foot down and have her 16-year-old not talk to her like that.
I don't know. I don't know if there's no way to reel her back in. As a 16-year-old now, she's seen so much. They've had so much. She's been through so much, a lot more than all of us, and she's only 16. So she kind of is her own woman. I mean, Kendall had her was house shopping at like 17, 18. House shopping.
But that was, you know, her doing. Like, they felt they needed to.
Is it her doing? I mean, is she a smashing model? Is she Victoria's Secret-esque? Or is she a Kardashian that just happened to be the longer, skinnier one?
Well, here's an interesting question about Kendall and Kylie, because from what I understand, Kendall's doing at least fairly well modeling.
Yeah.
So at what point does Kylie, who is already rebelling against Bruce, already rebelling against Chris, start to rebel against what Kendall has become and Kylie has not? Not that Kylie wanted to be a model, but the idea of early success at a young age for Kendall versus Kylie kind of trying to find her way. Who else is trying to find their way in that Kardashian family? Rob. Everyone of Rob's siblings had a lot of success. Rob did not. Look how it turned out. Does the same thing happen to Kylie, who sees Kendall have success and say, that's my girl. I should be there with her. Yeah. How come I'm not? And then she loses her way.
I've thought about it a little bit, if I can respond.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
That's right.
I look at her physical features, and I feel like Kylie is the closest to Kim of any of the sisters. So if you look at it kind of generationally, even though it's not like a whole nother generation, she's just a little bit younger. Kim is kind of going into this threshold of her and Kanye, they're upper echelon type couple. And I feel like Kylie's going to move into that kind of Kim phase. She's already dated the Will Smith's son. What's his name? Jaden Smith. She's also dated a couple other notorious rappers.
Hanging out with Bieber.
Right. So she's already in that little circle, and she's going to become that socialite by 17, 18. She'll be the new Kim, is what I feel.
Or maybe she'll get pregnant.
I don't think she'll do that because mom's too smart.
Are you calling, of course, when she's of legal age, not right now.
Yeah.
Are you calling a future Kylie Jenner sex tape?
Absolutely.
Woo!
You'll be the first one to view it, won't you?
Absolutely.
Do not look at me. Don't you dare
absolutely
look at me. Oh, boy.
Absolutely. Or either a really big, high-profile, early marriage by, like, 19. Right around the same thing Kim did.
I think she's just going to keep rebelling. Like, I don't think it's going to get better. I think she's just going to get worse.
Well, of course it's going to get worse because they got money. She has money. Nobody tells her no. I know her parents tell her no sometimes on the show. They don't really tell her no.
No.
There's not a lot of parenting in the traditional middle class, whatever parenting sense going on. And there can't be because it's just a different family. They're not going to be like you and I.
Yeah, they do whatever they want because I know in the previews, like, you know, in the season previews, it showed that Kendall goes to Paris without even telling her family.
Yeah.
She takes off.
Well, Kendall's got money and she's legally an adult, so that's not a huge deal. But, you know, she's traveling. Yeah. She's a model.
It's still different. I think if I were to go to Paris when I turned 18 alone, that would have been something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Even when Kylie storms off from the rock climbing, it's so funny because she's like, don't piss me off, Mom. You know, she says something like that to that effect. And
I'm really sensitive to anything that puts me in a bad mood.
Yeah, and it was her fault.
Just that statement, though. Ain't that crazy? Can you imagine trying to say that to an adult at, you know, 16?
My mom would have slapped me. She'd be like, what did you just say to me?
Yeah, Jesse comes from the South.
We got whipped.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay. When she storms off, too, she goes, Stas, and she calls... Like her driver?
I don't know. It's her friend.
That's her friend?
Her driver.
Who's he signaling like, let's go. You know, we're out of here.
And for one, I would not have a friend like that. I would not let my friend snap at me and be like, come on, let's go.
Don't have that money or status.
If you were, could you imagine a 16-year-old girl?
No, but I have pride and respect for myself.
If you were Stas, if you were Anastasia or whatever her name was, what if... Kylie had snapped at her and said, let's go. And the girl turns around and goes, no, I'm gonna rock climb with this Olympian. I'll see you later. I'm going to rock climb with this Olympian.
You just blew being Malika for the future episodes. Exactly. You just messed your Malika up.
Exactly. Speaking of Malika, what about Bruce dating her?
What?
No.
Oh, what?
Bruce was...
That's the weirdest thing ever.
You guys wanted a younger girl for Bruce?
I did not say that. I don't want Malika for him. No. I think he needs like a...
I don't even think Bruce is down with the swirl, but go ahead.
I think Bruce needs someone his age. I don't think he needs a younger woman. I think he needs someone on his level
I don't think he needs anyone right now.
Really?
I agree with Francesca.
Yeah,
but he's going to die alone if he doesn't hurry up.
And you know
what?
Gonna
die
alone. I think even if he does die alone, I think that would make him happy.
Yeah.
I think
really,
he's, like I said, I think
wanna
he's
die
fine.
Alone.
No,
really?
I think it's the idea if he wants to be alone because it's just calmer and cooler. And that Malibu culture is different from that Calabasas culture.
It is.
He came from the Malibu culture, which is a little more esoteric, a little more alone, a little more slow. And I don't mean country redneck slow, obviously, because it ain't.
Yeah.
It's very rich. But it's a little more beach culture where Calabasas is a little more involved in the culture of L.A. or whatever you want to call it. So.
Yeah.
I think Bruce would be happy, at least for a few years, being alone.
Yeah. For example, he was paddleboarding or whatever? Totally solo. Super happy. Didn't seem like he needed anybody out there. Oh, hey, there's my daughter. All right, cool.
What's he going to do when his knees go out, though, and he's not going to have anybody to help him?
Oh, he'll pay somebody at that point. Yeah.
Or they'll put him in a home, like a nice one. what I thought was crazy is he came in off on the beach there, and there's Kylie, and she's like, what are you doing tonight? And he's like, oh, I got this thing. You know, and he totally blows her off.
But look.
She brought the sandwich and everything. You know, I'm like, you've been wanting to hang.
He didn't even invite her either.
That wasn't the weird thing to me. The weird thing to me was he's like, I got this thing. And then she goes, well, text me after if you're around.
Yeah.
That's something you say to like somebody you're romantically interested
in. Right.
Hey,
if you're still up. I was like, what are y'all talking? It was like force. And then they were like, I love you. Okay. Did we get it?
Do we hug now?
That's vintage Kardashians and rap.
I know, dude. It's
and
so
scene.
Weird.
That's it. But that's what happened last week with Courtney. That same thing we were talking about, Stefan. Last week we were talking about Courtney with her, with Tej Paul, her emotional coach.
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
just wrapped up in 2 minutes, and oh, everything's good now. We spend a whole episode playing it up, and now the resolution in most episodes is going to be a little bit longer than that on most shows. In the Kardashians, it's a 3-second resolution. Everybody loves each other.
It's like, I get it. Oh, I've been healed. Okay, let's move on.
I didn't know it was that easy.
Well, that's because E would only give them 30 minutes. Or what, an hour?
Yeah.
Only gave them an hour.
They if it was juicy, they'd roll over. They keep it going, right? No?
Hey, next episode? Speaking of juicy, let's talk about Lord Disick and Courtney.
Hey!
How about that painting?
How about that awesome cat?
How about that awesome cat?
I want that cat.
It's like a little mini tiger.
It's like a leopard.
All right. So first off, before we get to the painting, we've got Scott's kids. We've got Scott and Courtney's kids. And the very first scene of the show, Chloe is trying to feed them. She's talking to them like they're dogs.
Yeah.
She's doing the, say Coco, say Coco. Say, like, I don't have kids. I'll be terrible. I'm just going to be honest. I would be terrible with kids. Like, maybe I'll think differently in 5 years. I'd be awful with a baby. But I'm not going to be like, say Coco. Seiko, good boy.
I give you ice cream.
I'm not. It's the most ridiculous. I'm not going to do that to my dog because I feel like an idiot.
I didn't feel like she was talking to them like a dog, though. And you always talk differently to babies. So.
Oh, for sure, but not like that.
I don't know. I did nothing. Get the baby voice.
I'm not going to do my.
I've heard though that baby talk is good for like kids when they're that age. Like it helps their brain develop, which is weird. I thought it would be completely opposite.
Cool story.
Anyways, shut up.
No, that's great. No, thank you.
I will say this, that I did notice, like, from Mason being a baby and from Penelope being a baby, like, they're very opposite. Like, Mason was real outgoing and, you know, full of energy, where she's just kind of like, she's like, I don't want to talk. Like,
well, I think it kind of takes on the parent's personality. Scott's very much so loud, boisterous. He is outgoing. And when you think about a Courtney, she's very like to herself and very, she thinks about everything. Just like they were talking about last episode, she's always processing more than actually speaking, you know? So Penelope's maybe processing.
But Scott had a sweet moment with, he's called her P. He was like, don't leave me, P. Oh, that was the sweetest thing ever.
She's totally going to be daddy's girl. She buried her head in his arms.
Scott had a cute moment.
Well, unfortunately, Scott doesn't have that extra $200 million from that painting he thought he was going to get to buy her the G6, but she might still be daddy's girl. I have a feeling financially, even without the authentic painting,
they're going to be great.
They're going to do okay. What kills me about this, before we talk about Scott in this painting, because he's hilarious and perfect to me, Courtney kept mentioning how, if the painting were authentic, we're going to be millionaires. We're going to be millionaires. You already are.
I know.
Why lie?
It's a trip. It's a trip.
But did you notice how they were talking about everything, and then they had to throw in that, oh, we would give the money to need, like, children in need.
That's hilarious.
And it's like, oh, you had to throw that one in.
That's hilarious when Scott's like, 2%?
Yeah. 5%. Okay, 5%, baby? I mean.
And then, like, he didn't even want to get involved, which I can understand. You know, he's lost a lot, you know, over the past year. So it's like, I can see why he doesn't want to get his hopes up and let down again. You know, that would be very disappointing.
Yeah.
But I think it's hilarious how he's picking out carpet for his jet. Private jet.
Even before there, I love Scott because he is the dose of reality on a very unreality show.
Yeah.
We talked about it last week. Everybody else on the show is fake, 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 fake. From their face to their actions. Mm-hmm. Everything is fake. Everything is done up. Scott, who is also probably faking it, understands that he's faking it. And today, he understands the role he's playing is he is going to be the spoiler or the hater.
Yeah.
Is the word the kids are using nowadays, apparently. He's going to be the hater on this painting thing, and Courtney gets her hopes up that this could be authentic. We found it in your mom and dad's place, whatever it is. And the whole time, Scott says no, 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 until the first appraiser says yes.
Yeah.
And then Scott changes and becomes the funniest thing to me, because then he just assumes they're going to have like $150 million.
Well, their roles changed. Like at first, like Courtney was all excited and Scott was like, no. And then when he found that out, Courtney's like, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't get so excited.
He's like, oh, we gotta make put the energy out there. We gotta make it happen. Yes, I get it. I get it.
That painting is, by the way, is Modigliani. I did not look that up. I didn't have time to look that up after the show before this, but apparently a very famous artist. And if the last one they said went for $140 million,
yeah,
or whatever it is,
they said it can go anywhere between 40 and 80.
I wonder about the appraiser. The first appraiser came in and was like, hey, it looks real to me. You better go get it appraised. The second appraiser was like, this is not watercolor, it's whatever, and it's made on cardboard. How come the first appraiser didn't know that?
Right. He was the scary guy from Poltergeist too. I don't know if you remember that guy who was at the front door. Let me in. I was like, dude, this is a scary appraiser guy. that they let in their house. He drove an hour from Beverly Hills, and so his answer I felt like was going to be positive. If you've ever been in LA traffic, you're just kind of like, yeah, yeah, I think it's real. I don't know. Yeah, yeah, it looks kind of real to me. But hold it sideways. Yeah, yeah. He was like, oh, the three things I look for is the background paint and the signature, and it all looks pretty authentic. Okay. All right, guys, can I go now? He had like this boy with him too. What was that thing?
I have no idea. And the guy, he always has hands behind his back.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
No.
A student. How'd you make that up?
It was a student. I don't know. That's what I thought. I was like, maybe he's teaching him something.
He was like his protege.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? But it was weird. It was something weird. Was going on. Yeah.
I felt that. Okay.
I wasn't all aware. That boy will become Bruce Jenner one day.
Wow.
His hair was long enough, so he's working on it. He's working
on it.
Something
about that was not all the way right. But not surprisingly, by the end of the episode, we know that this painting is a fake.
Yeah.
Because if it were real, unfortunately, this would have been spoiled in the tabloids because they would have sold it for $100 million.
And of course, a lot of children would be fed.
Oh, 2%.
Of course.
I do think, though, in their defense, they do charity, give to charities. They do some charity work. So possibly they would have done some giving, maybe 2 or 5%.
Hey, 2% of $100 million
is a lot of money.
Exactly.
That's great. I'll take 2% of $100 million.
I will take 2% as well, and I will invest that wisely.
I am a hungry child.
Actually, me, sir, please. No, yeah.
More gold, sir.
So, okay.
More gold? What are they feeding you kids out here these days?
Gold.
These LA girls have become, you guys have become like Kardashian girls, I swear.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Kardashian culture has changed females forever.
I'm not some little materialistic person.
You just said, feed me gold, sir.
I was acting like a child, like a like a homeless rich child that wants the Kardashian money.
Are you listening to yourself right now?
What is a homeless rich child? It's like an oxymoron.
All right. Let's move right on from that before Jesse says something else that she can never take back because it's going on the internet and it will stay there forever.
It's okay. I'll probably get a lot of comments for it.
Do we have a Kim's ass being fake interlude? Because it's...
You really think it's fake?
No.
Well, it's not that I think it's fake. I know it's been enhanced, but it's just... Sometimes it's ridiculous, though.
Do you have proof like maybe when it's enhancement?
When it's... I actually, for just me personally, my own eyes is proof. When I first moved out here and Kim used to work out at 24-Hour Fitness in Sherman Oaks, she ain't have ass like that. It don't just grow out of, it's not a, hey, this one, I do squats, and so now I got ass. It ain't like that. It's not that sort of thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, ass expert Stephon Wallace.
No, 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 no.
As a black man,
oh my God.
I do attest to being an ass expert.
I think I disagree because my friend, I won't say names, but she does,
I've seen her ass
sitting. She does a lot of yoga, right. And like from like, when we're 18 to now, her ass has gotten huge from just doing yoga, working out.
Like Kim huge?
Right. Because there is no
big,
Kim huge.
But hers is just weird looking. But, I mean, God, I wish we had that picture up that we were looking at earlier.
Well, the scene when they're walking into to that dinner or whatever they're doing for Bruce, her ass is like out of control. It's not even close.
What color was she wearing though? Was she wearing white?
It's like a tan beige.
Yeah. See, when you start wearing those light colors like that on camera too, it makes you.
That's true.
The camera adds.
So you think
pounds.
The camera's at? Okay, well maybe that's it then. Maybe the camera's adding. Yeah. Kim, I apologize. The camera added 10 pounds.
It's in and out.
Only to your ass.
And remember, this is post baby.
Post baby.
Yeah, but she already. Remember, she said last episode she's already got her body back.
She's already lost the weight.
Women, do you ever have your body back after the baby? I don't know.
I've
have any kids.
I've seen it happen. It probably won't happen to me, but I've seen it happen.
Of course not now. You got to speak it.
Exactly. Didn't you learn anything from Scott this episode? Right. If you want it, you have to speak it.
You got to have that energy out there.
I want $1 million. $1 million.
Just a million.
Are you a rich homeless kid?
I will settle for anything right now.
Dang, Jesse. Well, let's. Phil, can we get the violins playing?
Can I have
for
Jesse?
We're gonna raise money on her behalf.
I'll tell you what. Let's put out a PayPal account. We'll get a collection plate going. We'll see if we can't get Jesse like a burrito or something by the end of the night.
We'll have Bruce Jenner come and speak.
Taco Bell, please. Taco Bell.
Dang, is that easy?
She did. Listen, last week she did offer to buy me Wendy's before the show. So
what? I'm a sweetheart.
She is a sweetheart.
Where in the world is a Wendy's?
That's what I was going to say. I have seen like one Wendy's in all of L.A.
I luckily live by one.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Where is it?
Undecided. I can't tell the world where I live. Where you live.
Just generally.
On my street? Oh, I can't say it.
I don't live on that street. It's like 10 miles up. But
wait, y'all live? Hold on. It's by where you live. It's 10 miles away.
She's trying
to
save herself.
That's not far.
Is that the Wendy's over the hill in Hollywood?
No. There's one in Hollywood.
I know that one.
There is one in Hollywood.
On Sunset.
I don't live by Hollywood.
That's Drunk Wendy's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even want to eat there at that Wendy's. But Wendy's is few and far between out here. There's one in Burbank, Hollywood, and now you're saying DeSoto, where your house is? 334-7.
My house is not on DeSoto, so look all you want.
All right, let's move on. I think we've about...
I want to say one thing.
Go for it.
No one retweeted or tweeted you enough to get you to strip. I mean,
what's you
started
guys?
Something.
You know what? Let's not even talk about it. You don't even want to know.
We
know you were watching out there and listening.
We got like 30. We got like 30 tweets.
We need 70 more tweets, guys.
We're going to keep it going. Just to get to 100. Because and the goal is Bobby really wants to
Bobby
do this.
Naked.
So here's what happened.
No, not naked. We're doing a stripping class like last episode.
So here's what happened for you, Stefan, and for the folks at home. If you missed it last episode or you just chose to forget. last episode of The Kardashians, Kim goes to a stripper pole class. Remember
saw it.
That?
Yeah, yeah.
And Chris goes with him in that leotard and looks awful.
Oh.
And these girls start talking on the show about how fun it would be for the girls to go to a pole dancing class.
Gotcha.
And I volunteered that I will not be joining. There is no way in hell. And of course, the girls put it on the viewers. And they say, hey guys, if you tweet us a lot, Bobby's going to join the class. And I somehow agreed to something I never actually agreed to.
Wow. Okay.
You agreed.
He wanted to.
But we said, and by we, I of course mean Francesca forced this upon me.
Yes.
Said that if it's 100 tweets and YouTube comments and stuff like that, that I'll go to a pole dancing class with these guys. So last week we got like 30. I was surprised we got that many.
Huh.
But we got like 30. And so you know what? I'll give it another week until Sterling comes back next week.
We gotta do it drunk next week.
So tweet us, do whatever. We'll talk about Twitter and stuff like that at the end of the show. But
can I say I didn't hear any literallys this week? We might need a new word.
Like totally.
Did they do totally?
No, they said like a lot. let's get on. I think after discussing the pole dancing class and Wendy's, we have about bottomed out.
Yeah.
So let's get on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, we got a couple pieces. Miss Jessie Owen, let's start with you today.
Well, I don't know. Phil, can you put that picture up? Anyways, okay, Kim and Kanye were at Bonnaroo, and Kim kind of had on this revealing shirt. You could pretty much see her. There it is.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You, Phil.
You can see her knock-knocks.
Yeah.
She looked good.
She stole the show, but Kanye didn't let her steal the show. He just ran it on about how he wants to be a timeless icon like Walt Disney and Shakespeare.
That was like those quotes we did last week. Last week he said he wanted to be like Google.
He's like, girl, you ain't gonna steal this show. I'm gonna be like Walt Disney.
Hold on. Kim may have had the hottest photo at the concert, but I just said I want to be like Walt Disney.
And Shakespeare. Boom.
Boom.
That's interesting.
What
okay.
up, cut?
That's sad.
That is kind of sad.
That is a hot photo, though. Shout out to Kim. From the front, girl. From the back, I'm not believing it.
That is a hot photo. Keep that up. We've got a second photo. I don't know if it ended up getting in time for the show, but Us Magazine has shots. Oh, look at that.
Sweet.
There's Kim and... Or Kim and... There's Kanye.
Kanye and North.
And North.
I wanted to say, since
today was Father's Day, I thought this episode was perfect, though, because you see Bruce really wanting to be a dad, and, you know, his kids are kind of blowing him off. But then, like we said earlier, you saw Scott having that cute little moment with Penelope. But you saw, Mason there too. So I thought it was like perfect for Father's Day.
Definitely.
And that photo is just super cute since she won't ever be really on the show.
And it's North's birthday.
Oh, yes.
So happy birthday, North.
Let me ask you guys a question about North then. Kanye has flown off the rails quite a bit in the last few years. His mom's death, and really beyond his mom's death, dude has a few issues, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Will North calm him down?
I think she already has, to a certain degree. And it'll just continue to grow as she does.
Will it ruin his music?
No.
I say it's probably like going to get better.
She'll
family
probably
life.
Be just like Jaden Smith, and she'll start singing or something. Because, you know, Kim even tried to do the whole singing thing, and that didn't work out so great.
Or what happened to Jay-Z and Beyonce with Blue Ivy? And use it as a bit of a muse. Use a child as a bit of an inspiration.
That's what I'm saying. Sure. I think his music's only going to get better.
I think Kanye always, he's a genius when it comes to the music. He always comes from somewhere deep, and it's very emotional. So as long as he has something to be emotional about, he's going to put out good stuff.
Let's talk about Kanye.
Honey.
Let's talk about Kanye. Our next piece of news, Us Magazine has some shots of Kim in a white bikini at her second honeymoon with Kanye West. That's right, second honeymoon. So my first question for you guys, by the way, the bikini retails for $250. You can see it now. Stefan, look at this picture. You are telling me that the backside is fake.
I'm looking at the picture. The first thing I think is she looks exactly like Kris Jenner. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Right? You can almost, it's like they can just fade into each other.
No, but think about this. Kris has had so much facial work done.
Yeah.
I think Kris is trying to look like Kim.
Oh, yeah.
That's creepy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe that. I agree with that.
They have all that competition.
The backside being fake, I still think. See, okay, we're in a different age and era, so I'll go really quickly on this and touch on it. Nowadays, it's not so much like butt pads or doing this invasive surgery. It's small injections and little enhancements, you know, easy lifts. So it's
are
a little
you,
different. When I say fake, it's just not natural.
Are you getting some of this done?
Yeah, you know, haven't you noticed my behind? No.
Interesting. Okay, no. Well, seeing that picture, that bikini retails for more than $250. That's not a bad life if you can get it.
Wait, $250
for a bikini?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Probably pretty cheap for some of the stuff that she's buying bikini-wise.
Which also is why they should have a second honeymoon.
Well, that's
they
my
got
first
money.
Question. That's my first question. A second honeymoon, how many honeymoons is it going to take for Kim? She's had at least four in her life. She had Damon Thomas, she had Kris Humphries, and now two with Kanye West. When is the honeymoon going to work out for her?
I think Kanye always feels like he's got to either double up or go so far over the top because this is her third marriage.
Yeah, but I don't.
He don't
want to
be like anybody else.
First two don't count.
Wait a second.
You can't not count. It's marriage.
I know, but they weren't serious. Come on.
See how we do now?
This is how it starts.
This is how we do
in
society.
Well,
they
should have never gotten married to begin with, so we knew they were going to get divorced anyway.
Yeah, but how many people have you said that about, yet you still count it? I know you have friends back home that you're like, man, I can't believe she married that dude. I knew it wasn't going to work out. They get divorced, and you go,
well, okay,
they probably shouldn't
counts,
have got married.
But, I mean, she can't really compare her marriage to Kanye to these other marriages.
But Jesse, let me ask you a different question. You're dating a guy somewhat seriously. You think, hey, maybe this is the guy for me. He comes to you one day, and he says, I'm thinking about marrying you, but I think you should know I've had two marriages in my past. But don't worry, they didn't count.
Mm.
You going to buy that?
Well, no.
Because how easy is it for him to say that yours don't
but
count?
But I wouldn't, like, hold that against him. Things
oh, I'm,
don't, like,
I'm not saying you got to hold against him, but they count.
Oh, well, yeah, they count, but I wouldn't be like, oh, my God, your last two marriages. Like, I wouldn't even, I'd be like, this
well,
is us.
My point to Kanye, though, it's more about his ego than anything that's happened with Kim. With Kim. He's more about, since I'm marrying Kim, I have to make sure that I am, like, the greatest she's ever encountered ever. So if you had one honeymoon, we're going to have four. If y'all got married in, you know, Caesar's Palace, we going to go to Caesar's Kingdom.
He's already,
you know what I'm saying?
Outdone himself there. Like, I mean, look at their house. Look at his proposal. Like, he's outdone
it's never
himself.
Enough. Kanye has a huge gaping hole. He's always going to be consuming more.
I don't feel like it's about Kanye trying to outnumber or whatever. Because didn't they were in Ireland for their first honeymoon and some, you know, elsewhere in Europe. But I guess Ireland was really rainy and whatever. And I think she came back to the States by herself because Kanye stayed out there. He did something like that. So I think this is finally them having some time together. To me, that's just what I think.
And all the while, Ray J just sits in the corner smiling devilishly.
Smiling devilishly. What?
Playing his song on repeat, right?
Thank you, Ray J. Okay, the other question about this honeymoon before we get to our very last piece of news and gossip, that is Kim and Kanye are staying at Joe Francis's house, according to Us Magazine. This is Joe Francis of Girls Gone Wild fame.
Yeah.
This is Joe Francis of I've been to serious prison fame. The Kardashians, say what you will about that family, fairly wholesome, straightforward, not, you know, scandalous drug problems and arrest problems and whatever, like a lot of other famous families. What are you doing hanging out with friend Joe Francis?
I mean, if he has a nice little place to be in Mexico, wherever they are, then
what did he go to jail for again? Like prostitution? Was that it? Or what did
No, it was. It had something to do with those girls, though, and how he was filming underage. And consent and things like that. So,
I mean, if I'm sure they were friends before all that happened, so they're probably like, "Hey, we're still friends."
Speaking of people who got a lot of plastic surgery, look at Joe Francis. Find a recent picture of Joe Francis.
Really,
it's unbelievable.
Okay, I got to check that out.
That's your homework today, kids. If you're watching this episode, find a recent picture of Joe Francis. You'll be shocked. Last piece of news. I've got some statistics. Let's talk about Kim and Kanye's wedding, because TheInquisitor.com has some interesting stats on divorces for couples who have already been married multiple times. Here's a brief rundown. First statistic, 73% of people who have been divorced twice, which is Kim, will see their third marriage end in divorce.
73%.
3 out of 4. And the second one, maybe more interesting, is people who have had members of their immediate family get divorced are 75% more likely to get divorced themselves.
Wow.
Chris is going through a divorce right now with Bruce. What does Kim see?
Yeah, honestly, I don't think that Kim... I mean, Kim and Kanye might end, but I think it'll go on for at least a little while longer because he has all that money, and as long as he's buying her and keeping her happy, basically
as
he
long
is
as
buying.
He's buying
he
her.
Is buying her, basically, because if he didn't have all that money, she would not be with him.
I think you're dead right about that.
We all know.
I know
that.
I'm right. I mean, like, if he was just some simple guy on the street that she just met, she would not give him the time of day.
She tried that with Chris Humphries and then realized he wasn't as good of a basketball player as she thought he was.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that was all just set up, though, for the show.
I don't know, but that's a marriage, and it counts. So
that's my question to you guys, and that's the question I want to ask the audience tonight as we leave, to give you guys something to take away, to comment on YouTube and all that good stuff, is what you just answered, Jesse. How long will Kim and Kanye last? I will give them 2 calendar years before it all wraps up. And it's going to flame out.
Yeah.
I'll give them 4 years. Because how long did Chloe and Lamar last?
A couple years.
At least four years.
And a couple seasons of television.
For the sake of their daughter, I hope that it doesn't end. I feel like that's something that's going to keep them bonded. So
the daughter will be 5. She'll never suffer.
I just feel like everyone wants to hate and wants quotation marks. You know, put down Kim. I know she married the 2 other guys, but I feel like they seem really happy. So I hope that they work out. He doesn't have drug problems like Lamar. So, because I still think Chloe and Lamar would still be together if he had a hold on all his, personal issues.
He just has arrogance issues. But I guess so does Kim.
Kanye?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they can deal with it. I mean, 2 strong personalities. I hope for the best as well. And I will not give a calendar date of when I think it may end.
Me either.
Because, they're right, hopefully they'll be friends. We'll be friends for, time to come. But, I'm proud of Chloe for actually getting out of that marriage, because she put up with a lot more than the drugs, just so y'all know.
And she put up quite a bit more than what was being reported.
Just so you know.
I would not, I'm not going to marry a man anyways, but I would not want to marry an NBA player. That is a tough life.
Yeah, for real.
For a lot of different reasons.
I feel like anyone in the spotlight.
Yeah, I mean, that's one actually wild card with Kim and Kanye, is why couldn't they last for a while or ever, or I don't know, because they're both in that same lifestyle.
Sure.
When somebody who is way in the spotlight marries somebody who's a little in the spotlight, you're going to clash.
Yeah.
And when 2 A-listers, say what you want about Kim Kardashian, in a lot of respects, she's an A-lister because of the attention she commands.
Of course.
So, and I know she's not a, feature film star.
Right,
an A-lister in a different sense, and we know Kanye is in music. So when you have those two together with that power that they come with and that influence they come with, yes, it will clash, but they will also have more in common than maybe any 2 people in that life could have.
Yeah, which is why I see longevity there, because with that, they each have history. She's gone through the marriage and the divorces. He's gone through the loss of the mom. He's gone through the mudslinging in the media. He's made a lot of mistakes in the media. They both have history, so I think they're stronger now coming together. So it should be good.
I can't wait. That's the question for you guys on YouTube. We're going to run down social links in a second. Before we do that, Let's get to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So it's kind of tough to predict here on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It's not your average show. Quit bickering, guys. Can I do the lead in, or did
Please,
you want
to?
Did you want to just mumble amongst yourself? This is not your average show. Everything gets reported in the press. Every magazine in the world covers these guys, so it's tough to predict. One thing I do notice, and Francesca, I see you've written it down too. Jesse, last week you wanted to talk about those vans.
Those Mercedes vans.
Scott owns a van.
I was like, I called it.
They have one.
Scott owns one of those windowless vans. You've seen them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a big deal in the UK and and especially in China, a lot of Asian countries. A lot of their celebrities are driving around in those vans. So now it's over here and Scott's on it.
Stefan just knows everything about weird stuff.
Yeah, right.
He knows about celebrities in China. He knows about butt implants.
Yes. Oh, man.
We're going to take Stefan to bar trivia next week and clean up. Because they're going to ask some weird questions, and he's going to say, I know that. Don't worry.
I do kind of get my savant on when we go to bar trivia.
All right. Anybody have any actual predictions?
I think there's going to be new drama with Kendall. I think she's going to come into the picture, and there's going to be a lot of drama. And then that's just pretty much based on what I saw for next week's episode. But I just think it's her turn. Kylie's done. It's Kendall's turn.
Okay. All right, Kendall. I don't know if I have any predictions, but I'm digging yours. I do think Kendall's going to get into a little bit. I don't know. It's hard with the Kardashians. I don't know what they can show us that we don't know. You know?
I will predict, and I don't know how it will come to fruition, but as controlling as Kris can be and as one noted as Kris can be, I think she is going to weasel her way in, and I don't know how vindictively, but she will weasel her way in between the older children and Bruce. And those, Khloe and Courtney and Kim and Rob, are not Bruce's biological kids, but they are his children.
Yeah.
And they know that, and they're mature enough, they're not going to stop loving him. But I think in some way, consciously or subconsciously, Kris is going to try to divide that relationship a little bit because she needs to win. And she needs to convince them that she's won. And she's not going to banish them from seeing Bruce, but she's going to do something to say, we're separating, and I was in the right in the separation. Bruce was in the wrong. I don't know what it's going to look like, but she's going to put a wedge in between them.
I think everybody feels sorry for Bruce already, though.
For sure, and that's a terrible thing. That pity is awful.
But the crazy thing about feeling sorry for Bruce is, if he were not in the rest of the season, would we even care?
I would care because I love that guy.
He loves his ponytail.
I love that guy. The question is, if he
you're
were not
standing
the rest
on
of the season,
an island, though.
I don't care. I'm standing at the Malibu Beach House.
Yeah.
The question is not whether we would care if he missed the rest of the season. The question is, would he care? And the answer is no.
No. I don't know. I think he would be a little butthurt because he was all upset because he wasn't going to be in the Christmas card last season. You know?
But the Christmas card is like a family tradition before the show, I think.
But I mean, it's like, if he didn't care about that kind of stuff, like, I don't know. I think if he wasn't involved, he'd feel left out. At least one episode.
But didn't he, at the end, the hiatus of the show, didn't he say he didn't want to be on it anymore? Wasn't that something?
Something was teased about that, yeah. And didn't you predict that he's going to be...
Brody and them didn't want to be on it anymore. I know that.
Yeah. Hey, listen, kudos to Brody Jenner. If you saw him on The Hills and all those old shows, he's grown up a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He used to be a complete jerk on The Hills. Like,
but you still
player.
Liked him, though, because you thought he was hot. Just keep it real.
I mean, of course he's always going to be cute, but I don't like... I don't know. Personality's a lot, and I don't like mean people.
I will say... Total side note, Whitney Port was the hottest girl in The Hills. Can we agree on that?
She's really cute. Yeah.
I didn't even watch The Hills.
You were missing out.
I was just always so jealous of their jobs. Like, Whitney was in New York, and Lauren was, you know, in Vogue here in L.A., and I was just like,
Next week on The Hills After Show.
I know, right?
If I did watch The Hills, I probably would be a fan of the Spencer guy.
Oh, for sure.
God. Yeah. No.
Absolutely.
No.
I
like that kind
that
of stuff.
Is the perfect note to wrap
it up. I liked Audrina.
So, social link stuff you guys are getting into. Francesca, where can people find you?
Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Jessie Owen.
Y'all know me. I am more fire. Stefan Holla. Mm-hmm.
And I'm on Twitter at Bobby DeMuro. Remember, guys, how long will Kim and Kanye's marriage last? Answer on YouTube on the comments below or go and tweet us. You can also tweet us about that pole dancing class.
Yes.
And real quick as we leave, this has nothing to do with the Kardashians. I recently have been following Stefan around. He volunteers on Skid Row with homeless people, giving out food, showing love, doing a ton of great stuff. We are filming a documentary about him, A Day in the Life. That will be out in July. I will tease that and stuff. It's going to be awesome. I'm just looking at all the footage. Stefan is kind of fun on camera. So we'll keep you guys updated on that. But for the Kardashians, that's it this week. We look forward to talking with you guys on Twitter, YouTube, anywhere else. Thank you so much for watching. Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.